Episode 26.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. We're going to get to our bit in just a second, but first a reminder that we actually have a Comedy Forecast listener line. You can call us at area code 206-333-1339. And that spells 206-333-1339. So if there's some message you'd like to send us and don't want to drop an email, please call the listener line. And now, on to the comedy. You know that here in the U.S. it's football season again, and for me that means one thing. Football. Interviews. Endless radio and TV interviews with the players. And maybe it's just me, but the players always seem to say the same thing when asked about the opposing team. Well, we certainly need to watch out for those guys. They're a good team, and if we're not careful, we could be in trouble, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Maybe it's just because the players want to hedge their bets in case they lose. But just once, I'd like to hear them say what they were really thinking.
Money, 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 my precious money. Lots of endorsements. Money, money, money,
okay.
Money, 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 money.
I meant to say what they were really thinking about the other team.
Well, what do you think your chances are this Sunday?
I think we have a good chance. But, you know, Boise has a good team. Coach had us watch a lot of their game films this week, and they're definitely a team you need to look out for.
But what he really wants to say is...
Come on, we're going to destroy Boise. Coach had us watch some of their games. It was like a Three Stooges festival, except in color and without Shemp. We're thinking of leaving after the third quarter and having the equipment manager, Waterboy, and our mascot finish the game for us. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk.
But Boise will have the home field advantage. Is that important?
That's always an important factor. Are you kidding? The home crowd actually throws baked potatoes at these guys. In the aluminum foil. Hey, I'm getting hungry. Next question.
What do you think of their new quarterback?
Dean is definitely an up-and-comer. He's got some unusual moves, you know. You never know what he's going to do. What rock have you been living under? Do you watch the games? Dean has thrown the ball into the stand 9 times so far this year, and this is just week number 2. He's had a better completion rate with some guy in seat 306 than with any receiver on his own team.
What about their special teams?
They've got momentum. We can't underestimate them. Remember those balls Dean threw into the stands? Special teams couldn't stop one of the fans from running onto the field and scoring a touchdown. Then they couldn't block the guy's try at an extra point. They even tried to draft the guy. But, I think he signed with the Pats.
You know, I heard a rumor that you may be traded to Boise next year.
Really? Well, it would be an honor to play with that amazing team. Great bunch of guys. Really? Is there any way we can start this interview all over again?
That's it. We're done, 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 done. Bye-bye.